Blog Talk Radio.
Got a mismatch. Walker on McGee with four. Kemba Walker. Step back. Walker. Cornea Kemba does it again.
Gilbert for the win.
Right now, my brother is Bobby G in the place to be. What up, Rob?
What's good, man?
How you doing?
Man, I'm good, you know, man.
So, as you know, I kind of came up in the world a little bit, man. I live in the gated community. I ain't going to say the address, but, you know, I'm okay. I'm not rich, but I'm okay. Anyway, so I pick up my brother, right, from school. I pick him up at school so I can be back here to the podcast at 4:30. I come up, and we go through the gate. You've been through the gate with me, Rob, so you know. We go into the gate, and there's a lady in front of me. So I'm like, cool, I don't got to, like, use my pass to get in. I can just go behind her. She goes through the gate and then stops in the middle of the gate and just like, okay. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like, maybe she forgot something. Or like, maybe she's looking through something. Wait a couple seconds. She's still there. So I beat the horn. The lady has the nerve to get out the car and look at me. Go back in and drive away. So I'm like, yo, I could be one of these ghetto people trying to follow her and be like, hey, yo, pull up. Like, what's good? But then the gate comes down, and I can't get in. And I'm like, bruh, for real? Really, dog? So, you know, I literally just walked in the house. So I'm right on time, man. Yeah, that's shout out to that lady who ever did it. It's all love. All right, Sherman. It's a holiday.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Only you, man. Only you.
Anyway, first and foremost, Rob, this is our 10th episode, bro.
Number 10, man. Throw the X up, man.
This feels good. Like, your tweet became a reality 10 different times.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
So blessed. You know, that we'll do a podcast by the end of the year, and then we actually did it, and we keep doing it. Hey, and
exactly.
Shout out all listeners, like listeners. We got
man.
Like, hold on, I'm gonna read the stats. I'm going to SoundCloud right now and check the stats.
Okay.
Because when I was reading, I was like, man, we are right now. Like, we out here in these.
Yeah, I looked at it earlier today. I just, you know, peeked in. I was like, okay, look at the numbers.
Shout out to the UK, Ghana, India, France, Norway, and of course, United States of America. You know.
International, Rob.
Global out here, baby. You know, I had to get that out. Before we get into the show, man, you straight, everything good with you? What you do today?
Hey, man, you know me. I just downloaded some more music, you know, a lot of other stuff, you know. Listening to the albums, catching up on everything that came out this year, so we can do our review next week.
Oh, definitely. Speaking of new music, man, yo, before I left, like, I went on Instagram, and Tory Lanez is one of my favorite rappers, or favorite artists for a while now, and I see, like, the new Toronto DJ Drama, like, hosting the mixtape, like, on Christmas, then I look at more pictures on Instagram, Chicks Take 3 on Christmas? Let's go. So next week, I'm going to be riding high of Chick Tape 3 and New Toronto. I just want to say that now. If you're not here, this is Chick Tape 2. It's like one of the best projects of last year. And yeah, so shout out Tory.
Man,
what I do today? I work. Work was cool. Like, because of the holiday season, work is very relaxed, very chill. I mean, don't get me wrong, crazy things happen. Shout out to the director, Christy, she made cookies for everybody. And just, like, you would be proud. with the M&M's and it was fire. So shout out her. Work was cool today. Not too crazy happening. No story, nothing like that. Other than that, me just jumping around, dancing on the floor.
Man. We look forward to the crazy stories from your work, man.
Oh, definitely. I appreciate that, but nothing's been popping. So, for that, yeah, thank you. Nothing stressful. Everybody's having a good time. It's Christmas. My last day of work is tomorrow for the week. So, I'm off for the week of Christmas, man. It's going to be dope. So, let's break down the topic today. We got to talk about my alma mater, your current school, A&T,
yep,
national championship that we won over the weekend. And by the way, Rob, it was on national television. So
yeah, man, you know, big time.
We won ABC, bro. Let them know.
Yeah.
ABC, shout out Alcorn State, man. It was a great game.
Yeah.
We came out.
Sorry you had to lose, man. Shout out to the running back, though.
Yo, Tariq Cohen, you my homie. Hey, shout out my man Ross, my man Marcus on the team, love my little bros. So, we get a chance, baby.
Man,
hey, man. And shout out Mel, man. Our homegirl Mel is on TV.
Yeah, man, that was big. You know, that's a big moment.
But shout out to the family. You know, we got more sports. We're going to talk Redskins. We're going to talk Giants, Panthers. We're going to talk my man KD with the game winner last night.
Hey, man, PG County. PG
County.
County.
Shout out Kevin. And then also, we got to talk about the Steve Harvey Miss Universe thing. Stuff's crazy. We also got to talk about the Pied Piper of R&B.
I don't even, that title is getting creepy, man.
It is not for the new album. We're going to talk about that. And it's Music Tuesday, so we got to talk new music.
Of course, man.
You know, Pusha T, Wiz,
yeah,
and my man Chris Brown, you know, our boy, man. We're doing it 10 years strong, so might as well. And more importantly, it's Christmas, y'all. Like Friday.
Hey, man.
Christmas.
Holiday spirit,
so,
man.
Friday, obviously. We're not going to do an episode on Christmas, so we go.
No, we're not.
So, yeah, it's the best time of the year.
Exactly.
So, let's get into it. We already kind of touched on A&T, man. Like, you don't understand how hype I was. You would have thought it was the Redskins. Like, all my favorite teams in one were playing. I was so hyped around the house. If you saw my Snapchat, I was going crazy. And it's funny, my boy Kashawn, he was like, other than sports and music, you never get hyped. And I was like, what? Like, this dude don't even know me. Like, no, I'm wrong. I get hyped on other things. And Rob has known me since then, where he attests to it. When it comes to sports and music, especially sports, football, our Vine, think about it. Our Vine, I tweeted after we won, all the ads are retweeting and going crazy. I got a couple followers from that Vine. I'm going to tweet the Vine for youngins who don't know.
Oh, Rob, man, this Vine is legendary.
It's very legendary. I was very angry because they ate all the food.
I still don't know why you were more hyped than me, and I was the one who won money.
Well, I was more angry or hyped. When I was angry, they ordered 7 boxes of pizza. We get there only 3 slices left. So, then youngins were doubting my prediction of what was going to happen. And then, you know, Russell wasn't throwing a pick. And after I said, yo, Oz, pick right here. What? And then it happened. it turned to a moment. And I'm glad I recorded so much. Shout out to my brother.
Yeah,
Oz,
man. Shout out to Oz for that. That's a moment in time right there.
So, and that's really how I felt for this A&T championship game. I was going crazy. I was like, "Lord, please let us win." If he was like this on national television, I'll never forgive myself. I would be so depressed.
Right?
The guy came through. The Aggies came through. In the Georgia Dome. You know, we the champ, man. Hey, I already ordered the T-shirt, bro.
Word. Represent, man. Gotta represent.
Just know it's coming. So definitely, much love to A&T, man. It sucks because they're going to throw a crazy party, and I'm not going to be there.
Hey, man, that's what it is, man. That's what's up.
You know what?
I will be there.
Party. You don't get 50, I'm going to be mad. And we don't even talk about how pissed I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And more, like, it was a good sports league, you know, A&T won.
It was great.
The Wasps, the Reds.
Oh, man, come on. Come on. We didn't just win. We came out there and was dominating.
From the jump, man.
Like, we just put the points up fast. Like, it was a beauty to watch, man. Deshaun with the put the ball up on the dude, man. Caught it and was like, I'm right there, but now I'm not.
It was so many things. Like, one, Kirk Cousins rushing touchdown. I was like, wait, what's Kirk doing?
No.
Oh, my gosh, he's going to score.
When he took off, I was like, if they get this block, it's Pickle. They got the block. And he was like, I'm going to make it.
Like, you had that going, and then it's just like, okay, it's 21-0. It's too good to be true. Of course it was. The shout-out Crowder, that's my homie. But he fumbled. Then it kind of gave momentum. Then we had the goal line again at halftime.
Oh, man.
Then, you know, Deshaun Jackson in Deshaun Jackson fashion. When you
come
need on. It from, throw the bomb. He breaks away, and then he holds it up like
Deion,
and he's going in the end zone.
Let's go.
Man. Even it was crazy. You know, they kind of made a little comeback. Sammy Watkins is still a beast.
Yeah.
He made them touchdowns over his college teammate in Reno. But it was like, we have this. Like,
it was in the bed.
I really like this. And if we win the division and we win a playoff game, I'll probably buy a shirt. I'm going to see. I'll buy a shirt. I bought an RB3 shirt when we won it. Like, RB3 was DC equals victory. I still have the hoodie in my house. It sucks that I won't be able to
do
it. But I have it. When you're winning,
all we got to do is win in Philly, man.
You might disagree. So, yeah.
Just beat Philly, man.
All we got this Saturday, 8:30 in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
we won the division. You know how beautiful that is. And the last time we used to win a division in Philly, the iconic Sean Taylor. You know.
Yeah, man, that was a big moment.
In the, zone, the first touchdown in his career. It just brings tears of joy to my eyes, man. Like you go on my
birthday,
I mean, like. You go online, go on the computer, type in Dapper J. Sean Taylor, him diving the end zone, been my background for the past 3 years now, 3+ years. So, man, it'll definitely be sweet. I think Breeden's going to get a pick six. I'm saying it now, so when it happens, I don't want to hear nothing from nobody. Sean Breeden's going to get a pick six. It's going to be beautiful, bro.
Hey, man, let's hope it comes in the wind, man.
It's going to be beautiful. And speaking of beautiful football, depending on who you ask, the most interesting game was not the Redskins. I'm not being biased. It was the Carolina Panthers versus the New York Giants. In a game that I'm not predicted, if the Panthers were going to lose, it would be to the Giants. And at first, it didn't look like that. The Panthers were blowing them out. But then,
come on, man. It's the Magic Manning, man.
If Brady has the effort button, Eli just has a thing where I'm out of place, I look lost and confused, and then he'll just transform into a Hall of Fame quarterback in the fourth and just start throwing touchdowns while looking confused. It blows.
He dominates when it matters.
What would you say, Rob?
I said he dominates when it matters.
I mean, you're right. That's why he's 2-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Like, you can't negate what he's done. And everyone was, you know, talking about the Odell Norman thing. What are you going to get into? And should he have been ejected? Possibly. But they left him in the game. Hey, hear me out. Let me defend myself. They left him in the game. And like Santana Moss said when he was at the University of Miami, big-time players step up and make big-time plays. And what did he do when Norman was on him? He scored touchdowns.
Yeah,
not
he made that.
Touchdown. He AI'd him, bruh. He AI'd him, bruh. You know how fire that is?
That was a big play. That was clutch.
He makes plays, man. You could love him or hate him, but that man is talented. And he our age, I should be feeling depressed. Like, don't get me wrong, I got a job in my field. I like what I'm doing a lot. But this dude, like, 22, making millions on TV, got girls calling him. One of my homegirls, she was like, Baydell. I was like, really? Really?
What? What in the world?
But let's get more into it, you know, into the Odell Norman thing. I don't know if you can read the report today, but I think they tried him. Like, they got him to his head, obviously. But they were like, yo, we're going to come at your knees and end your career. And they were calling him gay and stuff like that. So
I guess
Odell wanted to show people, like, I ain't want to be played with.
And so he went and made himself look like a little girl?
Hear me out. The first play with the first interaction, what was it? Norman had, like, picked him up and threw him down. It's like, okay, really, bro? And then afterwards, Norman
he's
got burned by Odell, and Odell dropped the touchdown. And I feel like that combined
in T.O. fashion.
If he catches the touchdown, he might have did a crazy epic dance, and then Norman would have been looked like the bad guy. Since he dropped it, all pressure on him, things started unraveling. Is Odell wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for one, when he speared him, Josh Norman, like, punched him in the head. And then Odell was just set up, and he just was like, all right. And he speared him. Like,
he went
like,
and threw a little kid temper tantrum hissy fit on the field. Come on, man.
But I'm wondering, and he even told Ray Lewis, and it's just like, Ray was just like, he was. But Josh Norman ain't 100%. That's what I want people to realize.
I mean, okay, but I mean.
But I feel like Norman got some blame to do, too. And I just pray one of them were Mike. I just want one of them to be Mike so we can hear what happened.
I mean, he's a defender, though. They're supposed to be chippy. I mean, if you see it, the person, you know, one of the best receivers in the league, and, you know, you got to get in his head. So you're supposed to be chippy, you know, do little things. I mean, if you're supposed to be mature enough to see what they're doing and not let them get in your head. You know, don't go out there and make two plays.
You know, imagine they're being chippy, and then, you know, they saying, I'm in your career. Like, we going to hit you in your knees in your career. And
okay, I mean.
Wait. And then they're insulting you, saying you gay and other things. I'm not saying that gives you a right to go ahead.
I'm like, come on. We're from PG County, man. You go to school and someone's going to call you gay about 50 times just for the heck of it.
You are,
like,
every
hey.
Time I say something regular, Paul. Really? I wouldn't even.
Right?
What?
I mean, come on. So is that really like, is that really an excuse to start acting like a female? No disrespect to women, you know, but he looked like a little girl flailing his arm. Then he's going to come up there and do a helmet to helmet? Come on, man. Like, how would you like it if he goes and does that when you're just standing there? Like, then he's like, oh, man, he's a bad guy. Look at this guy. He's trying to kill him or something. Odell, they tried to let things slide, which is what I don't get. I never got the double standard with that. Like, when superstars do things, like, oh, come on, let's let it slide. Oh, man, you know, for the sake of the game.
Was because I remember I'm a fan of Deion Sanders, right? And when Deion first took his trip back to Atlanta in 94, him and Andre Rison got into it. They were, like, hitting each other, pushing, shoving, all that. And Deion could have been ejected, but it's just like you came to see him play back in his hometown.
So if you pay to see Michael Jordan play and he clotheslines a guy and punches him in the face, do you say, hey, man, oh, it's Michael Jordan. Let him live.
You know?
Or do you enforce the rules?
And never gave him the 6-5 because he was Michael Jordan.
That's different, though. Those are little touch fouls. These are blatant grievances. Like, these are egregious acts. Like, I mean, everything back then was bullying. So, I mean, come on. It was just tough basketball. I mean, it's not like he went and hit somebody in the head with a chair. you know, or went Latrell Sprewell on somebody. But, I mean, what Odell did, I mean, come on, man. The blindsided, like, he didn't, it wasn't even like he was staring at him and he's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to, you know, hit you with my helmet. No, that wasn't looking. He comes in like a little punk and boom, helmet. Come on, man. One, that's soft and weak. And two, immature. Three, that's really dangerous. So I'm like, come on, you got to kick him out.
One, he's young. It's like all the greats, they go through stuff when they're young. So I'm not really tripping off that. So immaturity. It's very dangerous. You know, they got the concussion movie coming out Friday. So you know it's dangerous.
Exactly.
I just feel like there's more to the story. And I wish we could hear both sides in a proper manner. I don't think we will. And
man,
knowing,
unless you said something like, I'm going to kill your mother or something. I really don't see the point of running up to somebody and hitting them in the head with a helmet.
Well, we never will know unless someone's mic.
Exactly. But, I mean, like, just on the information we have, he should have been ejected. The fact that he didn't, I guess that's why they're suspending him this game. But it's not even going to affect anything because now they're going to get some tails anyway. He do, Lee. Good job.
I still respect Odell. Like, he's just young to me. And Norman a little iffy with me, too. But to each his own, I ain't hating on nobody. I wish Carolina much success. I was speaking with Ty. You know, our boy Ty earlier. I was like, you know, I got love for Carolina. I may not have love for you guys who root for Carolina, but I got love for Carolina.
I ain't got no love for Carolina.
I never hated Carolina until I got to college and was like, all these Carolina fans, skin sucks. Okay, now
I never paid them any attention. I mean, Steve Smith was always dope, and of course, Cam Newton. I've been a fan of Cam since he came in the league. Well, since he was in college, so I'm like, and you know, I don't even watch college football. I think it's stupid, but I was a fan of them then, you know, but. Other than that, I really don't give a crap about Carolina. I wouldn't even care about them if I didn't go to school in Carolina. I'd be like, yeah, what? Man, get off
the field. I
don't care about them or their division.
Or $3.99 on donuts. Something.
Mm-hmm.
Jerk. This is what happens when you put your friends in surroundings and you leave.
Hey, man.
They walk the path of success. Anyway. Steve Harvey and everything else. You know, Rob can explain his dynamic better than I can. He is a Redskins fan for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But he also had a lot of love for Oakland and St. Louis, which we'll get into another day. But, you know, one of his favorite players, and one of my favorite players of all time, Charles Woodson just announced.
Yeah, man. The GOAT, man.
You can tell the listeners if you cried.
Internally, I shed a few thug tears. I mean, I ain't letting nothing trickle down the cheek, but internally, I was like, dang, this is really the end of an era, man. Like, he's one of my favorite players that, you know, when I watched the Raiders, it was like, oh, Jerry Rice on the Raiders is dope. Charles Woodson, this was back when they had Charles and Rob Woodson, you know, both the Woodsons. I was like, this guy, man, Charles Woodson is the GOAT, man. Heisman Trophy, beat Peyton Manning for the Heisman, and Randy Moss. Come on.
Ryan Lee. That's the greatest
Heisman
class of all time.
And, like, he was, I mean, he just excelled, you know, so much in the league. And he's always been respectful. You know, he, you know, never was doing shady, underhanded stuff, you know. And he worked hard. When he couldn't play corner anymore, he switched to safety, dominated being a safety. I mean, you can't ask for him, you know, much more from him, so. So, I mean, shout out to Charles Woodson. One of the reasons why I wear the number 24 when I can. Him and King Griffey.
Yeah. So you walk with King Griffey and Woodson. All right, I never really hated Woodson. You know, when he went to Green Bay, I admired him more, his toughness, his leadership. Yo, him striking pose in the league was like the coolest thing ever. Because it wasn't to do it in college, but to go in the league in Detroit and just touch down.
That was,
get the pose.
That was crazy.
I was watching from Woodson highlights today, just enamoring myself with greatness. But I will say one thing, Rob ever tried me. I had two pictures of Charles Woodson. He wouldn't like.
You sound like Stephen A. Smith, man.
Nah, I don't know, like, I'll just say.
You
I'm
don't
want to
make
Moss
an enemy out of me.
I'm Randy Moss, and he's Charles Woodson. You know. But it's been sad. Like, we're in the era like everyone we grew up on, they're retiring, you know? Like, I mean,
yeah, man.
Done. Brady gonna hang in there and try to win another chip. But like all the people we grew up with who's in elementary and middle.
Yeah, man. They had the little Marshall Faulk of football life coming on. I think either came on or it's coming on soon, you know, this week.
I recorded it. I think it comes on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm recording it then because I miss. I'm like, damn, I miss Marshall Faulk. Like, that's my guy.
Man, come on, man. It's Marshall Faulk, bro, the most versatile running back. Shout out to number 28, man.
That's the first video game I ever had on PlayStation 2 with Madden 03.
Bro, I beat my brother, man. He used to use the Falcons, bro. The first play I ran was with Faulk up the middle, and they couldn't tackle him. Just two touchdowns. Man, Marshall Faulk the dude. Greatest show on turf. The central piece. Without him, there would be none.
I mean, we know that. Anyone who is a fan of football should know that. We know enough about sports. Let's get into what's going on in the world today. What's going on in the world today is the backlash Steve Harvey is going through with his miscrowning of Miss Universe. Now, if you haven't heard about this by now, I don't know where you've been. It's been on
exactly.
Well, social media in general has been on CNN, ABC, NBC,
anything that shows news.
Bebo, Tumblr, Facebook.
Right.
You know, anyway. Well, what do you feel about the situation?
I mean, it's hilarious to me as far as, you know, I mean, from the outside looking in, you know, laughing like, bro, that's a pretty big mess up on a pretty big stage, you know. So, I mean, it's kind of funny, but for the people involved, it's messed up, you know. It's like someone telling you, you know, you race somebody and like, the gold medal goes to Jarrell. Oh, that's wrong. And you're like, what? So
my thing is, one, I looked at the card that the announcement was on, and it was like really small print. It was like, I can see that. I also think I was talking to my coworkers. I'm like, we don't even watch Miss Universe. So the fact that he didn't know Miss Universe, she getting endless publicity, that stuff that most dudes, don't get me wrong, there were some girls in there, like, shout out Miss Haiti. Miss Haiti, we can get married today. You can call me
that's
up
what,
at 301.
I peek in on the thing so I can see the, you know, see the field.
Hey,
yeah, I don't watch the whole thing.
That's New Bay. But no one, like, last year, did you care about Miss Universe? No. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, did you care about Miss Universe? No. You care now because of her. So in hindsight, Steve gave it a whole lot more publicity. When he did his mistake, and he's seen we all make mistakes. Just some make bigger mistakes than others, or more public mistakes. I'm speaking with Mariah, and shout out Mariah. She's a huge Steve Harvey fan. And she's telling me, like, it's a human mistake, apologize, and leave him be. And I'm like, I feel you, but it's like, it's one thing that made a mistake in like the 90s. Like, only few people remember it, and maybe they'll pull the tape, maybe. You make a mistake in 2015.
Oh, man,
they won't get you alive. Look what happened.
The tweets, the memes.
And she can't even walk publicly like that. You feel me? So it's something he'll overcome because Steve Harvey is such a great
guy. It's not going to hold him down or anything, but it, I mean, it's a good talking piece right now, you know?
Absolutely. And then what I'm blown at is the racist tweets. Them calling him the N-word, like...
I mean,
that doesn't
affect me, though.
But, like, that's... Imagine you get, like, you wake up to thousands of mentions with the N-word at you.
I mean, when you play online sports or something, you know, on, you know, PlayStation Network or something, I mean, you have people all across America calling you the N-word. I mean, like... You like stuff like that, like tweets and little things. Like I don't like, especially when you're rich. I mean, that shouldn't get to. I mean, who are these people that you would care about them using the N word against you? I mean, yeah, if they see. I mean, now if you see me in my face and say, "Hey, little," and like, then yeah, I'll slap you in your face. and say, you know, you ain't going to disrespect me, but I mean, like, you're not in my face. You're on the internet, whatever.
I didn't care at that point.
I'm like, look at these guys. They're mad. I still got paid.
And then they're talking about, oh, he staged the mistake. I'm like, bro, why would he do that? Then they were blaming the teleprompter. And since I work teleprompter currently in my job, they was like, Jarrell, you did it. I was like, really? And I was like, hey, if I did it, why aren't you guys interviewing me? I'm primetime television right now. And I was like, oh, I guess you are.
Hey, man, gotta get that 15 minutes of fame. You heard it here first. You heard it here first on Thousand Jumpers Podcast. The teleprompter was yours truly, Dapper J. Okay? All in and, you know, voice your opinion on the debacle.
You got Joe,
Hey, man, we got to do this rating.
But I feel like, and what was crazy with social media, things happen so much that when something crazier happens, we'll just forget this ever existed.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad. You think of, like, if, like, for example, if Janet Jackson's Super Bowl moment would have happened today, oh, there'd be endless memes and all that stuff.
Oh, man.
That. But then years from now, will we really remember it? I don't know. Since it happened in the pre-social media era, we're going to remember
it. Oh, it's immortal.
Yeah, it's immortal.
But I think that's good, though, sometimes. For people who mess up, I mean, yeah, you get shamed for maybe a week or so, depending on how real bad it is. But when you look back on things, I mean, people aren't going to be like, they're not going to say, hey, you're from that, from blah, blah, blah. You messed up on blah, blah. People, like you said, people are going to forget it, you know, and really what you've done up to the point that got you to the point where you could make a mistake on a big stage, that's what they're going to remember you by, because you've done that more than just the one mess up.
Agreed. Those are real words, Rob. I'm proud of you, Rob. Rob maturing in front of our very eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
What? You thought I was born ratchet or something? What is this, man? Oh, I forgot. These are the roles that we have to play. I forgot. See? I forgot. Hey, man. Let's get these ratings up.
Speaking of getting these ratings up, your favorite singer, is he your favorite singer? I think he
is, man.
You know, the pop rapper R&B. As Rob,
that is a creepy name now.
What? It was. He gave himself that name.
when you analyze it, you start to wonder why.
As Rob put it, he dropped the R&B Illmatic in 12 plays.
Yep.
His catalog speaks for itself. You ain't heard an R. Kelly song in at all. I don't know where you've been.
Yeah, man.
And
I mean, come
again, he makes headlines. It is not even for his music. He just dropped an album, and I haven't had time to sit with the album, so I can't give it a full opinion and say, oh, it's trash. But it's not 12 play, the R. Kelly, the title album, or Chocolate Factory. It's not of that essence.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not getting the same buzz as old albums used to get, you know?
You're right. He's still a musical genius. But anyway,
of course.
That what occurred. So he did an interview with the Huffington Post,
mm-hmm.
and the journalist was asking questions about, you know, his alleged rape video and how do you still have. She basically was asking questions like, you know, there's some fans who are still fans of your music, but they can't get past the fact that you might have peed on a little girl in 2002. Was she wrong for continuously asking the questions? Well, that's up for debate.
I mean,
was Rob Kelly wrong for just leaving the interview? That's also up for debate. So, Rob,
no. I mean, on both sides, I mean, hey, you kind of know what you're getting yourself into here, you know, when you go to shows like that. You know they're going to ask you these type of questions. You know they're doing these they're bringing up their solely for the purpose of getting high ratings. So you know what, you know, whatever is the thing that is associated with you that gets the most attention, they're going to bring up. For that term, it's the, you know, the sex tape, you know, peeing on a girl or whatever. So, I mean, you can't fault the person for asking the question. I mean, you kind of knew it was going to happen. So if you didn't want it to happen, why would you show up? And then for her, I mean, she was smart. I mean, she knew it was about to get to that moment where he was going to, you know, bail on the thing. You know, I'm out, blah, blah, blah. So she just went. She's like, hey, I mean, shoot, I'm about to get this hairline right now. boom, slams it down. I mean, and him, I mean, is he wrong for leaving? No. I mean, that's like if you're interviewing Kobe Bryant and he's like, so about that girl in Colorado you allegedly raped, and he leaves. I mean, can you blame him? I mean, if you ask me about things that I've done in my past, I might leave an interview too. I mean, I'm not really ashamed of things, but, you know, if I would, if I had did something to that magnitude, I'd be like, yo, I'm out. Hey, we don't, what happens there stays there, man. Come on. Why? See, now I'm about to leave the podcast. I'm out.
Hey, chill, man. We don't need you. You listen to this. You feel me?
But, yeah, I mean, I can't fault either of them for how they handled it. I mean, if you don't want to talk about something, you know, leave. And then if the person comes there knowing full-blown well, you know, what you're going to do, then do it. I mean, so, I mean, they both acted how I would think.
Another question I have to ask you, like, I was seeing things on Twitter, like, we'll never get over the fact, they were saying, quote, we'll never get over the fact that you pee on that little girl and that, you know, you've done such a thing. Like, it's to the point where R. Kelly could do anything today. And mm-hmm. we'll always know, I mean, we should all remember for 12 Play, R. Kelly, you know, Chocolate Factory,
PPP.com,
all that good stuff. But they're always going to remember the video.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time that we should move on from the video? Should that always be a factor?
I mean, that depends on your own moral code, well, in my opinion, because for me, I've always been able to separate, you know, the person from whatever they did. You know, I can respect greatness regardless. Like, people say, well, how can you be a fan of Floyd Mayweather? You know, he, you know, allegedly or whatever, you know, he did get, I guess, you know, convicted or whatever, he pleaded guilty.
Get it convicted. Let's get it clear.
For one time, okay, that's cool. I mean, he hits women. I'm like, just because, I mean, yeah, he hits women. Well, he hit that woman. I'm not going to say he hit every woman, that, you know, whatever. But I mean, he is the greatest defensive boxer of all time. You know, I can still respect his craft, you know. Same thing with Kobe Bryant. You can respect another player, you know, and say, oh, man, you know, he had relations with the woman. You know, no one brings up Ben Roethlisberger and his multiple offenses where, I mean, he wasn't convicted, but, I mean, I don't think R. Kelly was convicted either. But, I mean, these are alleged incidents that, through inferencing, you know, inferences, people, you know, say pretty much happened. So, I mean, you know, people don't hold that against him. So, I've only been able to separate that.
Think about it. If, you know, going on the Steelers, they were getting mad at Vic because of the whole dog thing from 06, where
exactly.
Ben has been accused of rape several times.
Exactly. You know, I'm not here to be a speciesist or whatever. And, you know, put human life over a dog's life. But, I mean, hey, you know, someone's out here raping women. I mean, hey, you know, you kind of should be mad about that if you're mad about that, you know.
Right. My personal opinion, I love R. Kelly's music. Like, R. Kelly, you've been in our lives for as long as we can remember, you know. And it's just like, granted, what he did in that video, we all know what we saw. Was it right? Absolutely not. Am I still going to hold a grudge for him over it? No, but also, you kind of want to handle your interviews with class because you never know, like, what's going to happen. And from the journalist perspective, I wish they would have been able to talk and been like, you know, I'm screen warning you, or maybe if R. Kelly would have been like, don't ask me this question, cool. But I felt like she just kept nagging the question to get a bad response. Or get a big response that we're talking about it. And it worked.
So I mean, that's her job.
It is her job, but it's also, you want to do it with integrity. And granted, we know what R. Kelly did. Why are we
doing it? You don't go to Huffington Post, you know, Huffington Post Live or whatever for integrity. You know, that's not, you know, the number one outlet for, you know, I'm going to get a great interview that's just, you know, right up there, nice, squeaky clean. You don't really go to that outlet if you want one of those.
You're right. I mean, it sucks, though, because I'm just like, as a journalist, for me, I want to keep it fair and honest. And was she right to ask the question? Sure. It's something every fan wants to know. But was she, I guess, right for keep pestering the question? I personally wouldn't have. That's just me. I don't agree or disagree with her stance. I just look at it like I would have did it differently. You know, R. Kelly, for him to walk out, it's kind of like, dang, if someone ever walked out on me, I feel like I would have failed the interview. Especially mm-hmm. someone that I look up to musically, like, yo, this dude, music is amazing. So that's just me personally. But, you know, shout out Pod Piper of R&B. As Rob said, the king of R&B, the GOAT of R&B.
Yeah, man, he's the GOAT.
You know,
stop him from being, you know, sick or twisted or whatever.
I mean, he has hits for days, written hits for days. We can keep going on R. We could do an R. Kelly episode, but I wouldn't do it now because I think people would be down our throats. But yo, man, that Thousand Jumpers podcast is crazy, and they have banned the Thousand Jumpers. What?
Hey, man, we could be like NWA, man. They're going to send us a letter. We're going to just post it. Look at what they did. They try to shut us down. They try to silence us. Then we just blow up even more. So, hey, man, you know, try to censor us, please. I mean, hey, free publicity. All right,
please, well, we got to play this music. I'm telling you, 2015, musically, has really been one of the golden years. I really believe that. I'm going to remember 2015 for a long, long time. And first and foremost, someone we've been listening to since we was in seventh grade, Rob. We were in seventh grade when Chris Brown dropped his debut album.
Oh man, that's crazy. That album's crazy. I try to tell people, man. I mean, y'all can say whatever. Maybe I have a problem with liking flawed entertainers. I mean, you know what they say? Well, Chris Brown's a woman beater, hey, man. He's one of my favorite singers too. You know, maybe I need to reevaluate my moral compass.
I'm going to save dope music. Style, so that way when Rob does something stupid, I'm going to just play back. Maybe I need to reevaluate. I'm going to quote you on that. But I'm going to have time to listen to Chris Brown's new album.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
Man. I do feel like some tracks don't – I don't think there's like a central theme, I guess.
Yeah, there's no theme. No,
but I mean, I think it's more like a compilation. It feels like a compilation of just like, you know, they're dope records though.
Like to me, you know, Back to Sleep was the intro, which is
it started off fire.
It started off interesting. Like, I like the intro. I wasn't feeling that second song. Like, you know, Chris Brown does a lot of like mainstream records. By mainstream, I mean like fist pump anthems that we hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love Riss. Riss goes so hard, bro. And then, you know, you got the liquor and Zero, those cranks.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, my favorite record on the album is probably Proof, which I found out was written by Bryson Tiller, who's been a standout in 2015, had every girl and guy singing Lord, Please Save Before Me.
Oh,
and
Lord.
It shows because his writing is dope, like Proof.
Yeah, man. That's a crazy record.
He was just like, this is our, you know, Rob, my co-host, and I quote, this has nothing to do with your tweet, but Chris Brown's better than Bryson Tiller. I'm like, I never said he wasn't.
Hey, man. This is my new thing, man. I do preventive, you know, tweets, you know. I've got to put these things in the air before one of you guys, and I don't mean you specifically, but people on Twitter try to crown some new artist ahead of somebody else. Like, soon somebody comes out with a few hot songs and a pretty good album. Oh, so-and-so's better than Jay-Z. What? So-and-so's already up there with Usher. How? There's levels to, like, Michael Jackson. How?
Our boy Brian was just like, whose man is this?
Right? Like, man, like I don't understand these people, man. Like there's levels to the ladder, man. Like you can't get to Michael Jackson level without passing the Usher, you know, R. Kelly, you know, Chris Brown up there, man. I mean, come on, man.
You know, even Mario?
Come on, man. Why don't you say that, man?
And Mario has
He's from Maryland, man, so shout out to Mario, but no, bro. He had his run, but it was over a while ago.
Let Me Love You is a classic record, dog.
Yeah, I guess, you know. Just a Friend's a classic record.
All the singing is great. My first
That's because
day.
You were weird.
Let Me Love You, bro. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Just a Friend's a classic record. Let Me Love You, whatever. I can do without it, but it's a cool record. I mean, hey, Should have kept the braids. Should have kept the braids.
He's so glass.
I mean, come on. No, it's his best out. I mean, his best record.
Yeah.
Better than Just a Friend.
It's better than Just a Friend.
Please leave now. What is this? What is this?
It did so much for Mario.
Do you realize what Just a Friend did? I mean, everybody was cutting the hair. It was easy. You know, it was easy to make a transition. It wasn't like, oh, snap. It wasn't like Bow Wow cutting his hair, man. That was a moment, okay? Mario cutting his hair was like, oh, I forgot he had braids.
No, he's so disrespectful, dog.
I'm just saying, man.
Disrespecting Mario. Man,
where's
the
hands out?
You think it's a not? If you don't think it's a classic, you can tweet me. You should unfollow me, actually. Let me love you. Lucky I ain't gonna play on the podcast today. We got more music to get to. We can debate R&B on a later.
Yeah,
day.
Man.
Let Me Love You's a classic. I just want to say that and say it again. Let Me Love You by Mario.
So it's Just a Friend. Just a Friend's a classic.
Never said Just a Friend wasn't a classic.
And it's better than Let Me Love You, but that's not.
Cool's the other side of my pillow. Let Me Love You is nothing but flames.
This does 10,000 jumpers. Dapper J co-wrote Let Me Love You, so, I mean, he's riding for it.
If I co-wrote it, well, I guess it's why I live in a gated community.
Hey, man, that's how you got that gated house, man. I mean, them royalty checks, man, them publishing.
All right.
Hey, man, I respect the hustle.
Next up, man, you know, one of my favorite rappers from high school on.
Yeah, man.
One of the greatest mixtapes, you know, before we even get into, you know, the VA Nader. I'm speaking of another guy, you know, one of the greatest mixtapes of all time. If you smoke, he's on your iPod somewhere, somehow. You know, that 412 kid, and I ain't talking about my boy Phil. I'm talking about Wiz Khalifa, bro. And Cabin Fever 3, the third installment of the trilogy.
The third, yeah, man.
Which
I remember when the first came out. This one? I think it's cool, but I don't think it's like Cabin Fever 1 and 2. I mean, come on. They had like joints moments on the mixtape where I was like, man, this record's crazy. I don't think this has any crazy moments. I mean, I don't think there's bad tracks on it, but they're all just, you know, it's pretty good, you know. Yeah, that's a nice track right there. Yeah, that's cool. I rock with it. I can ride to that song, but it's not like when Gang Bang or Phone Numbers came out, like, those were like, those were some crazy songs.
I like the intro, Respect, with Juicy J and K-Camp. That was dope. But to be real, like, I didn't want to film the mixtape. Like, I couldn't, and I'm a Wiz fan. Like, I've been there, flight school. Country Laundries, obviously. Burn Out
of
the
course,
road.
Man. Yeah, man. Deal or No Deal. Shout out to Deal or
No
Deal.
Deal.
This playing is one of my favorite songs, man. Yep.
Prince of the City 2, like, I'm there. Taylor Allardyce, I have been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all one to challenge me as a Wiz fan. And this is cool. Definitely, I feel like if I was back at school, I would have more value for this mixtape. But now that I'm out in the real world, I'm not really bumping super trap music unless it just speaks to my soul. And it just speaks to my soul. That's being honest. And I'm wearing a shirt today, too. If it don't touch my soul, I ain't listening to it. You feel
okay.
Me?
Of course, man.
But overall, I wouldn't feel it. Maybe I could give another listen to a different space. But
it didn't have
the
same magic to me, man. It just didn't have the same magic.
I'm looking forward to the album, though. I just want to see what he's coming with, you know.
Oh, of course.
The first album after the breakup is usually one of the craziest. So I just want to see what he's
coming with. This joint better be crazy.
I hope so. And then last but not least, musically, he has probably one of the greatest intros from anybody.
Oh,
Rails.
Man.
And the world is about to change. What? About to hear something new. And then you hear, I'm your pusher. Old snap. Grinding. Nothing was the same after that. So Rob, what you feel about Darkest Before Dawn, the prelude?
Yeah.
I haven't said this at all. This is all your opinion.
Oh, man. I mean, I love the album. I mean, it's just, it's great to me. Like I said, from the intro, from the beginning, I'm like, yo, man, this is crazy. And when you look at the list of the producers, you know, some, like, I mean, I seen them in the interview. Pusha T was talking about, you know, the beats that they were giving them, you know, they're not the same, you know, typical beats you hear from. And he wasn't lying. I mean, like I said, Metro Boomin produced the intro, and it doesn't sound like, you know, the quintessential Metro Boomin beat, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, it was great. I mean, he has Beanie Siegel on the album. I mean, come on. The album can't be bad if he has Beanie Siegel on it. So, I mean, like, I definitely enjoyed the album. You know, my favorite song so far, you know, off the first listen is Crutches, Crosses, and Caskets, and Keep Dealing with Beanie Siegel on it. And then MPA with Kanye and ASAP with The Dream. I mean, The Dream killed on this joint. Like, he had a couple spots on there where I just like, man, look at The Dream putting in work. So, I mean,
it's
all in all, to me, it's another solid album.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned The Dream, because I think of, like, when we was in high school and The Dream came out with Sean 10, and then, you know, The Rings for R. Kelly. No, shout out. That Rings is crazy. But just, like, all these again, and you would think, like, yo, this is new R. Kelly, bro. And then it was, like, his music never turned out that way. He still writes the hits.
He's a dope writer. I just don't think he's, you know, it's like that guy who's really good behind the camera. And he steps in front of the camera like, oh, I mean, it's cool for now. But it's like, I don't think you're going to make a career out of that, though.
Right. But I'm glad you enjoyed Pusha's album. I'm hearing a lot of good reviews. I know Rob and Rest of Genius was definitely, like, decoding his lyrics before they were coming out. And a lot of big talk about it. I watched half of his interview with Breakfast Club. I listened to Beanie Siegel podcast on Rap Radar. So I was just like, man, I'm ready to hear, like, Pusha's album. So I definitely got to sit down. Since I'm off starting after tomorrow, I'm ready to get down and just kind of, like, vibe out and just listen to music and just kick it, you feel me?
Definitely give that joint a few plays.
But, you know, we got almost, what, like, 7 minutes left to go. We still got some stuff to play, you guys. We got a surprise song. It's a classic Christmas record.
Of course, man. We don't deliver nothing but the great ones, man.
What you got planned for this Christmas, man?
I mean, you know, wake up early, of course. You got to wake up early. You know, only weirdos don't wake up early on Christmas, you know. See if you get any presents. I mean, of course, look, unwrap them things. You know, see what you get, and hopefully I got Madden or 2K, you know. Couldn't buy them early today, earlier this year. So, you know, hey, hope the blessings come. And then, you know, like I said, I'm going to be listening to a lot of music, you know, reviewing the albums, you know. Like I said, I'm on Big Crit, you know, Catalactica right now. I've gave that a few plays the last couple of days. So I might wake up to that, you know. So, I mean, Christmas is going
to
be interesting this year.
Regular version.
Hey, man. Yeah, man. The original, man, is crazy. So, my Christmas, we're going to keep it chill, you know, have, you know, my immediate family in the house. I'm not trying to clog up all the space and see unfamiliar faces. You know, we're going to cook a dinner, you know, nice little, you know, turkey, you know, have a nice big meal, you know.
So, can I pull up?
Yeah, man, you can pull up. You know, of course, I won't let you in, but, yeah, come through, man, pull up. But nah. Yeah, man. You know, come through show love. What about you, man? What you doing for Christmas?
My Christmas plans. Probably get up, you know, definitely see whatever I get. I don't even have a list. This is probably my first year with really no list because I don't even know what to get. Like, now I got a job. I can't ask my folks for money. So it's probably clothes and just whatever. Like, whatever they get, I'm cool. Just spend time with.
Yep.
You know, just breaking bread with my people, like always, man, trying to drop gems and stuff like that. So, bam, coming over. Now we got the nice crib. Everyone comes over here for the for the Thanksgiving dinners, Christmas, and Easter, all the big dinners over here now. So I don't have to leave. I was going to get dressed. So that's been pretty cool. And, just enjoy it, you know. Any shout-outs you want to give before we head up out of here?
Hey, man. Oh, shout-out, man. I just seen this on Instagram. Shout-out to Swiss Beats and DMX, man. 17 years ago to this day, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood was dropped on this day. I mean, there was a second DMX album of the same year, you know, to go number one. So that's a big thing, man. You know me, big East Coast, man. Shout-out to X, Darkman X, and Swiss Beats, and Dame Grease, the whole Rough Rider family. What's up? You know, and my family, anybody listening on the podcast, everybody showing love and supporting, you know, thank you kindly. Keep doing it.
Before we get up out of here, I want to shout out anyone listening. Shout out my homegirl Lean, because she commented on two episodes ago. Shout out her. Shout out my boy Jamar and Jalen from Regular Matter. Those are my homies. I got to really chop it up with Jamar and just, you know, kick it with him, just talk to him.
Dope.
And we had a good discussion, man. It was good. Like, much love to everyone at A&T. Y'all still family, you know that. Shout out my prom date, Jocelyn. I hit her up the other day. She doing good. Much love to her. Shout out my little bro. He got accepted in a couple colleges. SCAD, Catholic. And I think he might have got Pratt, too. Shout out my little brother Isaiah, man.
Let's go, man. Little Leaper.
Yeah, we out. We winning. You feel me? Shout out my cousin Josh. Stay woke out here in the streets. He's going back to, you know, Greensboro, doing some things. So I ain't going to see him Christmas, but we'll link up before we come back. Yeah, man, shout out the whole squad. Shout out Major Motors.
Yeah, man. Squad. Shout out
my job, you know, ABC7, New Channel 8. I'm employed, thankful for this season. Shout out all my coworkers, past, present, future. All the good vibes, man. Just anyone listening, we appreciate you. If you're not listening, it's cool. We'll be listening eventually. So shout you guys out. Stay tuned. We got a lot more. You know, we're not doing the episode on Christmas. So my PSA to everyone listening.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year.
Had to do it one time. My favorite, you know, Christmas movie, Home Alone. But we'll see you guys next Monday. We'll see you guys next. I said next Monday. I'm really tripping. We'll
Tuesday
at 4:30. You know, just rock with the kids. So without further ado, peace and love.
Hey, man. Yep.
And, yeah. Till next time. Peace.
Hey. Peace.
Hey, girl. I got something real important to give you. So just sit down and listen.
Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time.
Such a long time.
And now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
Wow, you know it's Christmas and my heart is open wide. Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind.
A gift real special, so do it all the time.
Take a look inside, it's my dick in a box. That's gonna get you a gathering. That sort of gift don't mean anything. Not gonna get you a fancy car, cause you gotta know you're my shining star. Not gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real.
Something special, girl.
It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box. It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box. See, I'm wise enough to know when a gift needs giving, and I got just the one. I'm gonna show you that you are second to none.
So all the fellas out there with ladies to impress, it's easy to do, just follow these steps. One,
cut a hole in a box.
Two,
put your junk in that box.
Three,
make her open the box. And that's the way you do it. It's my dick in a box.